Time now on the Medusa pregame show to visit with Brent Bolte, the head coach of the BSU Beavers. Congratulations on the win last week, Coach.
Thank you very much.
How has your team responded to not necessarily playing as well as anybody wanted them to?
They've been good. They knew they didn't play their best, so watched the film on Sunday and got back after it yesterday, so they've responded well.
How do you fix pre-snap penalties?
Well, get their heads in the right areas instead of their rears, you know, that was part of it. But, you know, it just went back. I thought we were a little flat. I don't think they were mentally in it as much as they were against Mankato. So we need to clean up a lot of things with the penalties.
Post-game, you talked about the play of Isaac Onorud. He, to me, has been very predictable in his kicking, which is a good thing for a kicker to know what to expect. How has he worked on that here since last season?
You know, I think he's just matured and has more confidence in himself. Coach Bagnell has really spent a lot of time with him as well, and he does his camps during the summer. So Isaac's just been really steady. Kicking game-wise, his punting has probably improved more than anything. Last weekend was really good. I think he averaged almost 45 yards per punt. So he's done a real nice job improving. It's just confidence-wise, he's really up there with that.
With a guy like Gunnar Olszewski, do you have a conversation with him of when to field a punt and when to call a fair catch, or do you just let him go?
We had some conversations, all right. Rob got after him pretty good. It was just a really poor decision when he came up on the one where he got his knee dinged up. But hopefully we can get him back out there and improve upon it. But you don't want to take his aggression away either. He's a kid that's explosive, could turn a punt return into a touchdown. So it's just that fine line of being smart when the opportunities arise for him.
On the defensive side of the ball, Jake Wershing and Alex Burgess each had 2 sacks. What makes them so good on the pass rush?
They just work hard every down, and they practice that way too. So they both, Wershing is just very technically sound. Burgess a little bit more, maybe bend to him a little more explosive, but they just work really hard, and that's what it takes up front.
More with Coach Bolte when we return the Medusa pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Medusa pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network. Part 2 with head coach Brent Bolte. Sioux Falls, the number 1 team in the NSIC in rushing offense, yet they are 14th in time of possession. How the heck does that happen?
Big plays. They do a really good job. Their offensive line is as good as they come in the league. I think they have the best offensive lineman in there. I think he's their left guard, number 73. He's very, very good. But when you have a quarterback that can run, they got receivers that they do the jet sweeps with, and their running backs are extremely good too. So they've pounded the rock and gotten some big plays off of that. So that's why the oddity, we talked about that too, 50-some points in 24 minutes. That's discouraging as defensive coach.
They are the anti-college football in 2016, though, aren't they? I mean, nobody wants to run the ball 370 yards anymore.
True, but if you look at it, the quarterback has missed some guys. He's had some really bad bounces with some interceptions too. It's not like they don't take their shots. They just haven't completed them as high as percentages in previous years. So, but when you have the ability to run the ball like they do, it's kind of hard to even throw the ball when you're picking up 10, 11 yards per crack.
On the defensive side of their game, they are also tops in the league in rush defense. Do you try to pick on their D-backs, or do you challenge them and make them make a stop?
You know, on the offensive side of the ball, we try to be balanced. We're going to take what they give us, go fast. I mean, that's what we've been preaching all year. So go fast, get them to wear down, hopefully get some plays where they break down, where we can get explosive plays. But yeah, they're really good in all facets right now. But yeah, we're going to throw the ball. We'll try to be balanced and see what we come up with when the game gets rolling.
How much of their culture feeds their present?
They've done a really good job of that. I talked to some of their assistant coaches at some of the camps this summer, and the expectation, it's borderline NDSU, where they have kids, they sign them and they're expected to be there during the summer, and they come and crash on their other kids' floors, and they get a remarkable amount of people there during the summer. And when you have a program that's won, you know, granted it was NEI, but still, I think when they're NEI, they still could have came in and competed in our league too. So keep that in mind. But, man, they've done a wonderful job. Their coaching staff does a good job too, keeping the kids there during the summers, and it shows.
You guys healthy?
Well, healthy as we can be. We got some guys that are battling. You know, obviously we're dinged up, you know, with Gunner. He should be back, along with some other guys that just nature of the beast, just trying to get guys healthy through the week. So hopefully the coaching staff is where we got all the flu going around. So hopefully we stay away from the guys a little bit.
Best of luck.
Thank you very much.
Brent Bolte, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups are next here on the Beaver Radio Network.